How are you, in this sort of no man's land between Christmas and New Year's? You doing okay? Feeling a little disorientated, maybe? Or are you just feeling a sugar, you know, come down this morning? Did anybody eat any sugary treats before you came to church this morning? Anybody? I got to look at it. Yeah, right? Yeah. Wow. Next week, we're going to be talking about fasting, and it'll be targeted at you too, right there. I love it. And I'm so glad you're here this morning on this last Sunday of 2025. I'm already thinking 2026, so I just about messed up already. I love this service. We're going to have an opportunity in just a few moments. I'm going to invite you to share testimony of God's faithfulness and goodness. I'll give you more instruction in a moment, but you can be thinking of a brief word that you might be willing to share with the rest of us. But I was supposed to give an announcement earlier, and I wanted to let you know that coming up next week for 21 days, we're having 21 days of prayer, and our prayer guides are available today. You can find those at the welcome desk at the back. There's printed copies there that you can grab, and it gives you a sort of guide with which to pray through over this month, daily sort of themes to commit to praying for. It's excellent, and thanks to Pastor Christine for putting this together. We've got a few sort of themes over the month, and on the 7th, so the second Wednesday, not this Wednesday coming up, that's the 31st, where we'll be ice skating, showing our stuff on the ice. The next Wednesday, we're going to have a worship and prayer evening, and our desire is to enter into this new year with prayer, seeking God's continued goodness in our lives, direction, putting him as a priority for our lives, and reorientating in him. And it's a really great thing to do early in the year. So that's going to be happening on the 7th of January. And then, as I told you, we're having the Holy Spirit weekend, January 23rd and 24th. And it is going to be so good. We're simulcasting this conference from Bridgetown Church in Portland. And we'll be hearing from really world-class Christian speakers, Kurt Thompson, Ruth Haley Barton, and Ken Shigematsu, along with worship by Brooke Liggerwood, and it's very good. Cost is $10. We invite you to register. Let us know you're coming, and that's happening coming up very soon. So, testimonies. I don't know about you, but I've been getting emails in my inbox this last week. It's kind of like, it's a wrap. Even my music app has been telling me what my top songs of the year are. Turns out Coldplay dominates my playlist. What can I say? It tells you even how many times you listen to songs, how many minutes you listen to, all those kind of things. But I'm getting other emails. I'm getting it from my grocery app, and it's telling me how much I shopped this year and how many points I accumulated, as if I really care about that. And then, get this, my recycling, my returnables, when you take your returnables to the returnable depot, I'm getting reports on how many cans I deposited this year, which I'm so glad that I know. And so if we're getting all this from the world around us, from the ways we're engaging in our communities, how much more would it be important for us to hear from God about what this year was like for us? And I would encourage you in the coming days to spend time reflecting on your life this last year. Like, what did God do? What was hard about this year? What did you lose? What did God bring that's new? It would be so good. I think a journal is almost essential for this kind of experience. A scrap of paper would do, but begin writing down where you can see the grace notes of God in your life. It's such a good experience. And God numbers our days. He teaches us to number our days. He gives us sort of perspective on our lives. We're embodied creatures. And so this can be such a good thing to mark our seasons. And 2025 might have been a really hard year for you. I feel like in our family, 2025 was eventful. It is important that I reflect back on what God did in our lives this year. So I'm going to give you one more second to be thinking about what you might share while I read a psalm we often read on this Sunday. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to wander around as per our tradition with the microphone. I'll come to you. If you want to speak, you raise your hand. I'll encourage you to, you know, be reasonably brief. We just want to give people an opportunity. But if you got something to say, this is a good time to say it. This is praise to God, thankfulness for his goodness. This is not like complaints. So just saying, save that for another Sunday. We'll have a Sunday for that someday, I promise you. I lied just now. We will never have a Sunday like that. Let's just air our complaints. A couple things before you share is just honor confidentiality. Share your story, not somebody else's story. We've got children in the room, so like keep it PG, you know? I mean, G. Keep it G. General. And then we are being filmed in the first service, so just keep in mind that if you're sharing about your cousin Billy, you know, who might actually watch this, just maybe keep it anonymous and honor confidentiality. Does that sound okay? Okay, so with all those provisos, anybody want to go first? Right? Like, no.
I have definitely seen God this year. I have traveled up and down this highway, and I have seen the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has been with me. I've had so many good stories. One is about a deep freeze. A lady gifted me a deep freeze. It was full of food, and I passed it out. 2 minutes later, he phoned me and asked me if he could spill it full of Starbucks. You know, it just keeps on going. God is faithful. Amen. He really is.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Brad. That's so good. Just to give context to Brad's story is my Starbucks closed this year, so that's a deep sense of mourning that I have. But they called me up and said, we've got all our like breakfast sandwiches, all our frozen foods. Do you have room for them? And we looked at these boxes and boxes that they gave us, and we had no place. Like, there was no freezer space anywhere that we knew of. And I had this inkling to call Brad. And Brad's like, I just got a freezer and emptied it today. It's like, the Lord knows. So good. Charlene.
Okay. I just want to say thanks to God because I got a new place this year. And I'm actually in. So in earlier, I'm one of 30 that are the guinea pigs for this new building. And the rest of the 300 people move in beginning of January. So it's been really good. I was able to bring my cat. He's now my emotional support animal. So it's been a really good year. Sad to leave Dad, but good to move on.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks, Charlene. Might be nice for someone on this side of the room to call me before.
This doesn't sound like a praise things, but it is. My dad died this year, but he had such a good death. And I'm so thankful. I saw God's kindness in so many details. Just little things in the moment that could have changed the outcome. And he got to die at home, surrounded by everybody he loved, in the middle of the afternoon, conveniently timed, with all of us eating. Like, it was just, there was so many sweet details. And he just died well. And I know that that was a huge desire of his and an answer to his prayers. Yeah, and many of you prayed, so thank you.
And not to mention, he was a good man.
Yes.
And who loved Jesus, which is so cool. That's so good, so good. Thanks, Catherine Jane.
Oh, good morning. Are you all familiar with the story about Elijah being fed by the ravens? That's in 1 Kings, right? So I am in the middle of something like that right now. I lost my job a year ago. So 2025 was not a financially blessed year for my family, but it's the first time that I've traveled all throughout Canada. I've never been out of BC until I lost my job. So I got some part-time contract work to audit all over Canada. So I've been to Ontario, I've been to Alberta, I've been to Saskatoon. I know Kelowna is in BC, but I was sent to audit there. If I did not lose my job and get this contract job, I will not be able to travel outside of BC. That was in the first half of the year. In the second half of the year, I had my knee replacement surgery. Everything went well. But the audit contracts dried up. Moving back a few months ahead, I am working with my sister on a contract in the Philippines. And at the end of September, I was crying out to the Lord for where we will get the rent money. And then out of the blue, I got paid for my contract job in the Philippines. So God has just been providing in very mysterious ways. Yeah. So God has just been reminding me about his faithfulness, about how he has provided to Elijah through the ravens, and that's what he's doing in my life. So on the opposite side of it, I have been getting rejection after rejection for work that I've been doubting my self, as you know, my credentials and all that. But God is just telling me, you know, just hang in there. It's not about you. It's about me. It's my perfect timing. And God is just reminding me that if I were to give you what you want at this time, you will think it's because of you, but it's not because of you. It's because of me. Because I am your God and no man can claim that glory. So, yeah, so just an encouragement for everyone who's going through tough times. Each of us has God in that story, and in his time, he will make everything right. But I'm just praying that God make my story right soon.
Amen. Hey, can we just pray for her real quickly? Lord, Larissa's been crying out to you for a year now. And Jesus, we pray you would continue to carry her and JoJo and their family through what are difficult days where there's just so much uncertainty. And Lord, it's uncomfortable being fed by ravens. Lord, she's on this trust walk with you. And I pray you'd continue to bolster her faith. But we pray too, you would provide and would you open doors for her. We give you thanks that you're with her through this whole season, that there are lessons in the wilderness. But I pray, Jesus, that you would carry her and lead her and open doors for her to find meaningful work. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. I'm willing to travel to that side of the room, just saying. Morning, Julius.
Morning, sir. Praise God, Judge. I give thanks to God for what he has done for me. The list is too long. I cannot say it all because Pastor Darren will tell me to land the plane. God has been...
I'll just take the microphone away.
God has done good things to me, and I appreciate him for my life. He has given me peace, joy, and happiness, and good friends around me. And the latest thing he has done for me is my permanent residence has been confirmed. Thank you.
Wow. Is that all you had to say?
I have a lot.
You want one more thing?
No, that's it.
Wow. Bless you. That's amazing. I'll get you to stand up, Solomon. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I would like to share like some things that God had made for me this year. And this year I have finished my studies, actually my third degree in Canada. So I started working like 40 hours a weekly because previously I was working only half time, 20 hours weekly and pay a lot of bills. Now I'm happy that this burden went. And my family have purchased a car, and yeah, so the things start become better. And we have like, we are so blessed to have all of you as a community, as many friends, many gifts we have received. Where else? I have here. Yeah, and lastly, I gave a notice of a gate to my landlord because I'm going to move the next year to a more spacious place. And yeah, I spiritually, as I have more free time, I have been reading more the Bible. And I'm feeling that the God is speaking more with me through the Bible.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Sala. I like that. Like literally, you know, there's that verse in Psalm 16 about the Lord has moved me into a spacious place. His spacious place is coming, which is really good. Anyone else?
They come to you so I can face them. Okay, I was having a hard time deciding which story to tell, and then I saw Julius, and I was like, I have to tell that story. So my dad has been living on a boat for my whole life. He's a fisherman, so it makes sense, but he's been there probably before my life, like 50 years or something. And it was a very small and unhealthy situation for him, and about during COVID, it became really hard for him to walk up and down the ramp. And so we've been looking since 2020 for him to move off of this boat. But he kind of like was very stubborn. He didn't want to go. And he was very particular about where he was willing to go. It had to be in his neighborhood in Sydney. It had to be on his bus route. It had to be, he takes the bus to the grocery store and to McDonald's. So it was like, this was never going to happen. And then in March, we got him last year into a temporary place that was going to be demolished. And so we just got him in there like on a 1 year basis. And he got an eviction notice that they were going to kick him out. They were going to tear this place down. And so someone told me to just follow up with Kiwanis House and say, we have an eviction notice. He's going to be homeless, to see if they could expedite his application. I sent it to them and they were like, yeah, we don't have room in Sydney. Like it never comes up. And then they called me the next day and they're like, okay, we have a spot. We'll interview him tomorrow. So I went there, I took him to the interview. They gave him the place and we were able to move him in May, just after we came back from Nigeria. And this was like, this is just God's perfect timing. First of all, it's the perfect place. It's like 5 minutes from where he's been for the past 50 years. It's on his bus route. The bus stops outside of his door. He has a one-bedroom apartment, which is way too big for him. He's never used the bedroom yet. despite he was given like a whole apartment full of furniture, but he has like never used any of it. He has a little garden, so he's growing his own food. And Julius came into this story because he was able to go over with Ben and to move all of this furniture into the apartment, which was a huge blessing. Thank you so much. And then the other piece was just, I have this uncle who is my dad's younger brother, and he's kind of like the only other person in the world who is in contact with my dad and has helped take care of him. And he's been my co-advocate in getting help for my dad and like convincing him to do things he doesn't want to do. And he also came down and helped us with the move. And he actually passed away 6 weeks ago. And so it was really meaningful for me that God was able to get my dad set up in this place where he can live while I still had my uncle there to help, and for my uncle to know that that was off of his shoulders because he felt such a burden. My uncle also arranged for the selling of the boat so that I wouldn't have to deal with it. So yeah, God's good.
That's awesome. That is so good. Wow. Praise God. Amazing how God works those things. Peter.
Good morning. My name is Peter. The word that I reflected on for the end of the year was gratitude. And the context is family. There's so many blessings that I value because of my families. The family that I have with me, God has blessed us incredibly. The church family has blessed our family. I'm grateful for that. The Canadian people family, I'm grateful for. We as a country have challenges, but yet we stand together, and I'm grateful for that. I have family in China. They're not my maternal family. They're friends that I've connected with, and I travel there regularly. And I'm grateful for that. But most of all, I'm grateful that I belong to the family of God.
Amen. Amen. So good.
I'm just going to stand in front of this way. Okay. Nothing like not a crazy story or anything, but just I just am thankful and grateful. Like Peter said, I'm Jill, and I missed name tag day, I guess, that I was baptized this year. That was very incredible. And it just showed how faithful God's been in my life. I've known him for a really long time, and just finding a church, and I had moved here from Winnipeg a long time ago, too long ago to make an excuse that I hadn't found a church, but that seemed to be my excuse anyways of why I hadn't been baptized. But I know that God has his timing, and I trust it, and there was a reason that I did that this year, and I'm just thankful for that and this church and the people in it. So yeah, just that's what I'm thankful for.
Jill, wonderful. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Everybody else learned the rules. Everyone.
No, I'm trying to read Lloyd.
Oh.
This year has been a tough year, a year of losses, quite a few. But God has been faithful, even through all the losses that have experienced this year. It almost feels like a year of winter, but God is so faithful to hold my hand and walk with me through those. I'm so grateful. We started this year not like wondering when Devin was going to have a surgery, and that happened, and it went well, and he is doing so very well. And then even for me, I had heart issues this year, and miraculously God revealed that and had a procedure. So I'm just so very thankful. God, even though it has been tough, God's faithfulness, you see his steps, you know, he's walking with me and holding my hand, even though some days I feel like, where are you now? God's faithfulness is good, and I know he's good, and I know he has good things in store. So I'm so thankful for his faithfulness.
Thanks, Angel. Rise. Yeah, come on up here.
My name is Rhys. This summer, I volunteered at Barnabas. I was in a rowing club, and it was great. But I had a lot of, like, from that time, I had a lot of, like, doubts about sort of foundational things that I don't think I should have been doubting, and I felt really bad about it, and all sorts of things like that. Like, I was sort of wondering, am I doing good work? That kind of thing. And, yeah, and so when I was there, Derwin was also there. And
you're a team.
Yeah, and he showed up, and I was talking to him, and, like, right when I was really feeling it, I'm like, am I doing good? Derwin, like, looked me in the eyes, and he was like, man, I see God doing good work in you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. And, yeah, so that was great, and, yeah, and I've had a lot of doubts and just questions and things I wasn't sure about since then, and every time God has been there and talked to me through it, and yeah, I'm so grateful.
Wow. Wow. Thanks, Rhys. That's amazing. I have no recollection of that conversation, but... Bob.
The year is about to end, and I'm so thankful and even more grateful for the breath of life that God has given me as I open my eyes each morning. And I hope that everybody will feel the same way.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think this is probably it. If you didn't get your chance, you can always come to the second service.
So my name is Kelly, and I'm visiting. You just heard from my son, Rhys. A week ago today was at Rivendell for a year-end reflection retreat, so I've gone through this past year and so many good, rich blessings. But one of them that stood out to me was this past year, I successfully confronted a human rights violation through the BC Human Rights Tribunal, and it was something that I felt compelled to do, to speak up for on behalf of others. And it was a long, unpleasant process, a number of years, and a very unpleasant thing to go through. But in the end, there was a successful resolution. So I've had others say, Kelly, we don't feel we can speak up in that same way. So I'm very much aware of the white privilege that I possess. And I'm just very thankful for God that there's the opportunity to speak up on behalf of others, and that there's the BC Human Rights Tribunal to see that some justices actually can get implemented.
Thanks for sharing that, Kelly. Appreciate it. I would just echo Angel's words. Last Christmas, on Christmas Eve, I was thinking about this because I remember reluctantly giving up Christmas Eve to speak. And Kevin, Pastor Kevin, actually quite capably spoke last Christmas Eve. But I remember sitting there feeling a bit helpless and uncertain about my life and the way God orchestrated a successful surgery for me early in the year. They were telling me it'd be later in the year, and it was in January that I was helped, and that was such a gift to me. And so I'm very, very grateful for the way the Lord has given me strength and full recovery. So praise God for all his blessings. Amen. God has been good to us, even when we don't feel it, and even when we don't see it. He is always good, and his mercies are new every morning. Yeah, so good.